I am on their ship. Every time the water slaps its side, I hear a hollow pound.
Detengo,
one of the men says as he hoists me out of the water. He has strong arms. He sets me down next to him, and when I put my arm on his shoulder, I feel a heavy wool sweater. I wish I had a sweater. The wind is nasty and bitingly cold. My jumpsuit is so torn and mangled it no longer insulates much, so the weather pokes at every part.
Mira, su espalda,
one of the men cries. His fear drifts into my nose. He's terrified of me. Perhaps he sees the scales. I reach for my jaw and feel my gills vanishing under my skin.
Mira a los brazos,
another shouts.
Ella es un demonio.
Demonio is a word I know all too well from Shadow's mother. She was a very religious person, and whenever anything bad happened, she blamed the demonio, i.e., the devil. The man backs away from me, reaching for something long and dark mounted on the wall.
No se engañan. Ella es una sirena,
the old one says. My eyes are starting to adjust. I can make out his bushy gray beard.
Wait, did you just say sirena?
I cry.
She speaks English. Where did you come from?
I thought they had tails.
There are all kinds,
the old man explains impatiently.
Back up. You're crowding her.
No, we have to throw her over the side. More will come,
the smallest of the group cries. His hands lock on my arms. He's pushing me toward the railing.
Bam!
My palm crashes into his jaw. It's a crushing shot, considering I still can't fully see him. My second punch connects as well and knocks the wind out of him. The oxygen flies out like a rocket launching into space. While he recovers, my foot crashes into his partner's kidney. He backs away, groaning and in pain.
Girl, you must calm yourself,
the old man shouts.
You calm down. I'm winning.
There's a long moment where only the wind is begging us to relax.
This is my boat,
the old man yells at the others.
She needs help, and we're going to help her. If you have a problem with that, you can start swimming for shore now.
I don't hear any complaints.
I need a ride,
I finally rasp. My voice is weak and cracking from lack of use. It sounds unfamiliar on the surface.
First, you tell me the truth. Are there more of you out there?
The old man demands.
No, I'm alone, and I'm not a mermaid. I'm American, from New York City. I need to get to land. I have to get back home.
What's your name?
One of the younger ones demands. He's tall, handsome. A youthful version of the old man. With my sight fully returned, I can see the others have the same features. They must be his sons. I haven't seen a human face in so long. I'd reach out and caress their cheeks if I hadn't just punched them.
Lyric Walker.
He studies me closely, rubbing the 3 or 4 day scruff on his face. I'm a square peg, and all he has in front of him are round holes.
Lyric Walker is dead,
he says. A bitter blossom opens wide in my belly.